The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 358. Have you ever noticed? Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and check out all the great Mayberry items they got there. They got the 2016 Andy Griffith Show calendar, and if you're listening anytime soon here, right now you buy two, you get one free. That'll be changing, so pick it up. Get you one if you need it, because 2016's right around the corner. All kinds of other things at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Executive producer of tonight's episode is Colonel Harvey and his Indian Elixir. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, your Andy Griffith Show fan podcast. That's what we are here. Hope you guys got to see the Christmas episodes, Christmas special that came on Christmas night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. It was an hour long. They showed the Christmas episode and the pickle story of the Andy Griffith Show. The Christmas, it was awesome. I loved it. We had a special podcast episode that you may have seen. It was released, but not widely. It hasn't been put into the podcast feed yet. So that'll be coming right after this episode comes out. So it'll be a special episode you'll be seeing come out in your feed if you're a subscriber to the podcast. And if not, you'll see it on Facebook and other places where I post these things. But it's all about our first reaction to watching the episodes. Now, since then, we've had several comments, I guess would be the right thing to say. A whole lot of comments about what was done on or what they saw on the episodes. Let me read a few to you. We had Mr. Bridges, 88. He wrote and said, enjoyed the show. He had a question. Was it me or did anybody else see green tint that came off the pickles onto Clara's lips when she tried one of Aunt B's kerosene cucumbers? He said pickles. Maybe I was seeing things. Well, I went back and watched the episode several times. My wife and I watched it. Watched it again and even did it in slow motion. And Clara would bite the pickle in the colorized version. And Jan said she kind of did see a green tint in the mouth, but I kind of feel like it may have just been her tongue. It was dark in there. So it was just a gray, or, you know, they didn't colorize the grayness. So I think it may have played a trick on your eyes to see green, because there were several, if you watch it really close, there was no green that I could actually tell. So maybe I'm wrong. You guys that are trained noticers, feel free to speak up, because Mr. Bridges said he had watched it four times so far and couldn't decide whether or not it was actually anything or not. So that was just one of the comments. I also got this voicemail, so let me play this for you, that was about the Christmas episode. This is from, let's just let him tell his name. He's going to tell us. So take it away.
Hey, Alan. Alan, this is Joseph Carter from Knoxville, Tennessee. And, Alan, I just wanted to let you know, buddy, I caught your message over the Internet about the Christmas Day, Christmas special of Andy Griffith, and I loved it. I love the colorized versions. I loved it, Alan, and, I mean, I hope they turn out a few more next year. But yeah, it was fantastic. I loved it. I'm still dedicated wholeheartedly to Andy Griffith, and I love your podcast. Alan, good luck. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you so much, Joseph. Yeah, I loved the episode. It was so much fun to watch. Now, what I did for Christmas time, or for this Christmas special, I actually did a lot of pushing information out on Twitter and a little bit on Facebook, but There was a lot of information on Facebook about this Christmas special coming up that CBS was showing on Christmas night. And I pushed a lot of stuff out on Twitter. I had tweets coming out about every 2 hours for 2 days, reminding people not only to watch the episode, but actually to join us for the live Mayberry in Color special that we did about 15 minutes after the episode aired. So after that, we had a live show here on the podcast. And if you'd like to see it, you can head over to imayberrycommunity.com. It's called I, the letter, Mayberry Community, all one word, or well, it's not one word, but all put together. So it's imayberrycommunity.com. If you're not a member there, you ought to be. Great stuff there. Right now, the live special episode is right there on the front. So you can watch it, and it's about an hour long, probably, of us just discussing. You can read the comments that the chat room was making during the podcast, and you can hear me talking about it as well. So I'm shrunk down little, so you don't have to look at a big version of me, and so it's even better, even better. And a audio version of that will be coming out. Of course, you won't be able to read the chat room, but I'll be reading them to you, at least parts of them. That will be coming out soon, as I said. So the Christmas episodes were great. I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. It was a great day for me. I enjoyed that. A lot of fun. I got to watch the Christmas episode and then spend about an hour visiting with our Mayberry friends right here on the internet. So much fun. So that is not the topic of our podcast tonight. As I might have mentioned during the beginning, we're going to talk about, have you ever noticed? Now, again, this comes from the Mayberry community. That's right. There is so much going on over there. And Colonel Harvey started a discussion in the forum over there that's called Have You Ever Noticed? And that's what gave me the idea for this. Now, this is there are 52 pages of this forum, and I only went through the first several pages. Before I do that one more thing about the Christmas episode that was also talked about over at the I Mayberry community. George wrote in over there, and he wrote a comment about, it was called Naughty Pinup Picture. That's what he says. Naughty Pinup Picture. He said, watching the colorized Christmas story, it caused me to notice more details. It did me too. I agree with him. In the jail cell, the Muggins family, I'm quite sure, with the Muggins family, I'm quite sure there was a somewhat risque pinup photo. I just can't believe Aunt Bee and the other fine ladies of Mayberry would ever allow that. Well, you know, I started looking into that because, you know, that's like, whoa, I did not see that. I didn't know that's why it occurred. So I actually went in and started looking. And originally I thought, no, you're wrong. And so my reply originally was, to George, I said, George, I'd have to say you might have seen incorrectly. I've looked closely over the years at the things on the jail cell, and they are calendars. Then they normally have nature scenes on them. Where exactly do you believe you saw the pinup? Well, right after that, I started doing some more looking, and oh my goodness, I wrote an immediate update that says, update, nope, he's right, I see it. You can see it right before the camera spans up to see Ben Weaver. So this is in the Christmas episode. As Ellie is singing Away in a Manger, Ben Weaver is outside the window, if you'll remember. And you will be able to see as it pans in. And I've got some, if you go over to the I Mayberry community, you can see these images that I'm that are there. They're there under that topic in the forum. And you can see right there near the sink and just to the right of the window and below it, you can see a pinup right there in the window. Really easy to see. Not hard at all. Definitely there. And he was 100% right. You know, there's a couple of there. I wrote back and said, here's another one, because I posted a picture. And said, here's another where you can see the calendar that I'm guessing drew my attention away from the pinup, but, and you'll notice the RS written on the wall. Now, if you remember, we've talked about that in the past podcast, Reggie Smith was the prop master for the Andy Griffith Show. And those are most likely his initials below the window when Ben Weaver is singing Away in the Manger out the window of the courthouse, looking in through the bars. And right below the window, it says RS on the window, right on the wall. And just below that and to the right, you can see the pinup. It's clear. Yeah, it's a lady with high heels. It looks like a long dress, but the dress is split up to her knee on the front, or nearly to her knee. And she's got a dark shirt on of some kind, maybe, and looks like a blonde-haired girl. So anyway, it is there and definitely there. So I want to tell George, congratulations for spotting that. So did you ever notice? I did not. So there's a pinup. You guys may have noticed it before, train noticers, but I did not. I did not notice it. He basically corrected me. Said, well, it wasn't a calendar. Yeah, and he explained where it was. But he was 100% right, and he deserves credit. So good job, George, for spotting that little bit of Mayberry trivia. All right, so another topic that's over there, as I'd said already, was have you ever noticed? And Colonel Harvey's the one that started it, but there's been people posting in there for quite some time. One of the things Colonel Harvey mentioned is, he says, have you ever noticed on the episode Gossiping, Those Gossiping Men? Have you ever noticed that on the magazine rack in Walker's drugstore, there is a TV guide with Lucille Ball on the cover? I'd never really noticed that. But sure enough, if you look at the picture, you remember the guy that was selling the cannons? Well, when he comes in when he's coming into Walker's Drugs, right over his right shoulder, well, I guess it depends on when you see the image, but right over his shoulder, right at the door, there is a TV guide that is definitely 100% a TV guide cover of Lucille Ball. It's easy to see. It's definitely her. So, great job, Colonel Harvey, spotting that one. So make sure you watch for that next time you see that episode, because it's clear that Lucy's right there on the screen. So good job, Colonel. Great job. Great job. All right. So next up, what else have I got here? We got several little bits of trivia here. Let's see. One of the things Colonel Harvey also mentioned, he said in the episode Loaded Goat, he says, when Barney goes into the shed where Jimmy the Loaded Goat was, had been eating dynamite. You remember that? It was very dark, if you remember. He went into the shed that's there, I guess, on a back street or something there in Mayberry. It was very dark and caused Barney to have to light a match. Remember, he lit the match, which is part of the comedy of the scene. But when Jimmy was in there a few minutes earlier, the place was well lit. You could see fine because Jimmy was in there eating the dynamite, if you remember that. And we had replies from Dud, who said it was probably just the lighting. That's awesome. And then Colonel Harvey comes back and says, and Barney's shaking hand gives such a strobe light effect that it was great, which was completely true. Another thing that they noticed was in the episode The Governor. Colonel Harvey had written in and said, if you freeze the scene, you know, when the governor's car was there and Barney was going to write it a ticket. You remember that? Okay. If you freeze the scene, where the license plate is shown on the governor's car and read the name of the state on it, it appears to be North Carolina, but the letters are not all there. So it's not all the letters for North Carolina. So something else to watch for. So check that out next time you watch the episode with the governor and Barney's giving him a ticket. Okay. So that's good. Shorty Cox, which he made this observation, he said, which I never really thought about, but he's right. He says, something I notice every time I watch the episode, it's the episode where Otis sues the county for $5,000. He says, old Barn gets the idea to interrogate Otis and record it. Now, I didn't check this, guys, so we'll have to check this out. The next day, Andy is playing the recording. I remember this. You know, he's playing the recording back of what Barney was saying. You know, he's singing in the Anyway, so Barney comes in while Andy's playing it, and Andy stops the tape. He plays some of it, and then he stops it. Then Andy and Barney talk for a minute, and then Andy turns the recorder on to play it, and it's a different place on the tape from where he stopped. But he didn't fast forward or anything. So I need to check that out. That's from Shorty. And Colonel Harvey said that was mighty curious. Mighty curious. All right. So let's see. We had several other little comments here. There's lots of stuff on this topic, guys. If you enjoy this type of thing, these guys have been talking about this stuff for a long time. Let's see. Here's a question that I noticed on the Crowler episodes, also by Shorty. This is by Shorty as well, Shorty Cox. He says, have you ever noticed that when someone enters the front door of the courthouse, to the left in the corner of the room, sometimes there's a heater in the corner and other times there's a door. Now, if you watch the Christmas episodes, I should say the special, the first one, which was the Christmas episode, was in season one of the Andy Griffith Show. In season one of the Andy Griffith Show, there was, you know, in the front of the courthouse, if you're looking at the front of the courthouse, there's the door entry, and there are windows on both sides of the door on the outside, right? But on the inside of the courthouse, when you go in and look back, there's only windows. If you're facing the door, they would only be on the left. The side where the cells are in that first season, there's a door over there and a wall. So if you watch the Christmas one, if you've still got it recorded or you're just watching it at some point, but if you did watch it, when Ben Weaver came in with Sam Muggins, if you watch when Andy's talking to him, there's no windows on the, I guess, the right in that case, because they're looking toward the courthouse doors from in the courthouse. To the right over there, there's no window. That's in the first season. And then in the second season, and there was a door on the wall beside the jail cell. That's the fancy one. That's what I call it, the fancy one, not Otis's jail cell, the other one. And then in the second episode they showed that night, which was the pickle story, it was later, wasn't in the first season. And if you watch that, you'll notice that there is a window there. And again, you'll see the heater that he's talking about and no door. The door's gone. You remember when Gomer had saved Andy's life? Remember the heater that was over there? Well, that's the heater you see. And it's not there in the first season because there wasn't room, actually, because there wasn't even a window. But then they actually made the interior of the courthouse look more like the exterior. So that was that's something they noticed. Good job by Shorty. Next up, here's another one that says, did you ever notice? And this one is, do you ever notice in some car scenes when they're getting out of the car or in or out of the car, the person will slide across the seat using the passenger door instead of rocking around and getting in on the driver's side? Sure have noticed that. Colonel Harvey replied to Dave, who had written that one. Colonel Harvey said, yep, I think that's because the way they filmed the show with just one camera. It made it easier to keep the camera in one place and have the actors come to the camera rather than having to have the camera chase or pan around for the actors. And that is 100% true. Good job, Colonel Harvey, with the answer. And Dave says, that's what I thought, Colonel Harvey. Also, some scenes where two actors are in the front seat, you'll notice they sit very close together for tight shots. Never really thought about it, but that's true. They sit really close together so you can see them both in the shot. Because we're used to smaller cars now. You guys, most of us are smaller cars. You can actually, if you needed to reach across to the door, you might have to lean over a little bit and you can reach the door. But in a big car, like a Mayberry squad car, you have to slide two or three times across the car to be able to reach the lock to unlock the door. I know because I have a 1963 Mayberry squad car. And it's very weird feeling how big and wide the cars are. So, yeah, they sit close together so you can actually see them. So good job noticing that one. All right, next up, have you ever noticed? This is a good one, and I had never noticed this. So Colonel Harvey is the one who posted this. You got some great pictures of it, by the way. I'm not sure I can show the pictures and talk about it at the same time, but let me see. On this one, he's saying, in the episode Man in the Hurry and My Fair Ernest T. Bass. It's those two episodes, okay? So in those, he said, at the scene where Mr. Tucker, if you'll remember that part, when Mr. Tucker and Andy go over to see Wally's, that's from The Man in a Hurry, they go to see Wally on his front porch about getting Mr. Tucker's car fixed. And, you know, it's a Sunday, so he can't, can't do it on a Sunday. Yep, it's clogged fuel line. Remember that conversation? Well, when they go over there, and then on another episode, if you can recall that, and we got pictures of it, so you can look at the pictures. If you go to look at the website, you'll be able to see the pictures. And then there's if you go on to My Fair Ernest T. Bass. Now, that's the one where Ernest T. was courting Romina, my daughter in Romina. Y'all know that with Jackie Joseph. Well, where Ernest T. and Ramona are running around the front yard and playing leapfrog over a big stump. You remember that? Well, if you check it out and you look at those two episodes where Wally's sitting on the front porch and Man in a Hurry, and then where on My Fair Ernest T. Bass, where Romina is jumping over the stump, it's the same house. The same log. It's the same stump in the front yard. So I guess Wally lived right near Mrs. Wally. Hey, I never noticed this, but he is exactly right. You can definitely see it in the images that he captured for us. You can see Wally sitting there on his front porch. Mr. Tucker and Andy are walking up to the porch, and Wally's sitting on the porch reading his newspaper, and there's the stump right in the front that you also see Romina jumping over, chasing Oliver Gossage or Ernest T. Bass. Or maybe he was chasing her. I can't remember which way that was actually going. One little other bit of trivia you might not know because Jackie Joseph's talked about it. I think we've talked about it before, but you may not remember. Have you ever noticed or did you know, because it wasn't on the actual episode, when Jackie was actually doing that sing and jumping, you know, she'd put her hands on the stump and jump over it. Well, she had on a skirt, you might remember. Well, when she jumped over it, she caught her skirt on the stump and it caused her to fall down. She fell down. She told that story on herself. But that's what happened on My Fair Ernest T. Bass. My darling Romina. All right. So I think that's all we're going to try to cover tonight. Folks, that one topic there at iMayberry Community, we got through four pages. I didn't even read them all. We just got through four pages of some of them that actually Kiwi Hazelton actually mentions about, I'm reading here, about Jackie falling over, doing the leapfrog over the stump. Her dress caught on the stump and it pulled her back against it and hurt her, made her fall down. So anyway, so I wanted to give him credit since he mentioned that on here. But if you look, we only went through four pages. There are 52 pages of information that's like, did you ever notice? So definitely you want to head over there and check it out if you're interested in things like that. There's a lot of information there, a lot of great Mayberry conversations going on over at iMayberry Community. So go over there and check it out. If you'd like to see the whole live show we did on Christmas right after the color episode, you'll hear all the comments. It'll be a lot more than what you'll hear when I release it in a day or so here. But you'll have a lot of fun there. Folks, there's a lot there to enjoy. I know I'm repeating myself, so I'm going to quit. Let's get on out of here. Hey, I would love to hear from you. I've been asking folks before we jingle our way out of the episode here. I've been asking folks to send me, what are your top five episodes of Two Chairs No Waiting? I would love to know your answer. So send me your top five if you have them, or if you just have one favorite, send me that. I'll take it. Because what I'm trying to do is put together an episode that we'll do early in 2012, which probably means next week, hopefully. We'll do early. It may be the week after. So try to help people who have just gotten new podcast or podcasting equipment or equipment to listen to podcasts on, new phone, new iPods, new iPads. So they'll be able to have an idea of what to go back and listen to, that just things not to miss. You want to hear these episodes. So I'd love to hear from you. We got a few. I think Lydia, she sent me her top five. We've had a few other folks have sent them to me. Please send them to me. I would love to get those from you. Okay, so be sure and send me your top five episodes of Two Chairs No Waiting. Doesn't have to be in the last year. It can be of all time or last year, whatever you'd like to do. Folks, hey, I want to thank you for joining me here in Mayberry. It's always fun to just get together with me. I love to get together, I should say, with you guys, my Mayberry friends. It's just fun for me and you to be able to get together and have a good time and talk about the Andy Griffith Show. So, folks, until next time, right here on Two Chairs, we'll see you then. Y'all have a great Mayberry week. Give me a call at 888-684-8415 and let me know what you think. Email me at floyd@imayberry.com. Let me know your top five episodes or anything else you'd like to let me know. And until then, folks, have a great week.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavor swirling together with cold brew topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. And that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.